The year is 50 BC. Gaul is entirely occupied by the Romans. Well, not entirely. One small village of indomitable Gauls still holds out against the invaders. Thus began every Asterix and Obelix comic, like the Mansions of the Gods, which was made into a film.
The invincible might of Rome, like the talons of the falcon. It is closed upon every single continent, except here in Brittany, where a handful of indomitable Gauls continue to ridicule Rome.
Leading that pack of indomitable Gauls is one plucky little droopy mustachioed Gaul named Asterix, his bumbling delivery man buddy Obelix, and Getafix, the mistletoe-gathering druid whose magic potion was the secret of the village's strength.
From now on, I cannot be the only one to know the formula to the magic potion.
Albert Uderzo, the man who brought these characters to life, died last week at 92. Uderzo's comic conspirator René Goscinny had died in 1977. Uderzo himself retired in 2009, selling off the rights of Asterix. But still, his passing at this time in a world beset by death and anxiety feels especially poignant.
This is a disaster, Obelix.
Friends have been WhatsApping links to Asterix and Tintin comics as perfect reading in a time of lockdown. Comics expert Paul Gravett.
Asterix, well translated, is full of wit and humor in every panel.
In the middle of a corona invasion, when the sky seems to be falling down on our heads, everyone could do with an indomitable little Gaul no virus could knock down.
Will someone get vital statistics? Tell the chief it's important.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Of course, part of it is nostalgia. Once on a long, hot summer vacation, for want of anything better to do, I built myself a model of Asterix's little village with painted cutout characters. I remember putting together the blacksmith's shop, drawing in the silvery hanging fish at the fishmonger. Another time, I bought a do-it-yourself cardboard Roman Colosseum model with pop-up Gaulish villagers and Roman soldiers. The model sat on my windowsill gathering dust and cobwebs. In time, they were thrown away like most beloved bits of childhood are. But the memory remains. At that time, I didn't think of the context in which the comics began in the 1950s. On paper, it was about an expanding ancient Rome.
Roman civilization will encroach upon them until they are forced to adapt or perish.
In reality, Europe was emerging from a bruising world war. Uderzo had lived through the Nazi occupation of France with Vichy as its center. In his comic world, though, all of Gaul was not occupied. The village of indomitable Gauls is possibly the most brilliant antidote to Vichy that French literature has to show, writes Tom Holland in The Guardian. In real life, Asterix and Obelix also embodied the French resistance to another invasion from Disney. Come to think of it, that little corner of Gaul, drawn in such vivid colors by Uderzo, a man who was himself colorblind, could stand in for a pocket of resistance for all times, whether against a Roman army, a majoritarian mob, or a dictatorial state. It could be a Hong Kong, a Shaheen Bagh in Delhi, or a Tahrir Square in Cairo. Except in Uderzo's world, the worst that happened to anyone was they were left with a black eye and stars revolving around their head.
Ouch!
Even their tuneless bard Cacophonics was never really harmed, just gagged so he could not sing at their feasts. At one level, it's easy to see the appeal. The idea of the weak who defeats the strong appeals, said Uderzo. After all, we all have someone lording it over us, the government, the police, the tax collector, all looking to finish us off.
Tonight marks the end of these mustachioed morons, the end of Asterix.
But Asterix always had the last laugh. Now, there's a special reason to cheer. In the 2017 Asterix and the Chariot Race, our indomitable Gauls faced off against a masked Roman charioteer, as the BBC mentioned.
And one of the villains in that was this Roman dude called Coronavirus, would you believe? And the good news is, if you like omens and things like that, that Asterix managed to defeat coronavirus.
As we batten down the hatches and try to quarantine ourselves off from an advancing virus, as modern druids come together to try and find a magic vaccine, the death of Albert Uderzo makes us wistful for a little gourd of magic potion that could keep us all safe and a little corner of the world that can hold out against all invaders.
You shall not pass!
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
I'm in a pretty pickle, aren't I?